Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Temur, in the laws of exchanges of karbanos, in the Sefer Karbanos, in the book of personal sacrifices, which are continued in a related vein from the previous parakim discussing that of Temura. In this parakim, Rambam discusses the laws as that relates to the offspring of the karbanos, and also regarding changes and certain subterfuge regarding the kachim. So halacha begins regarding this halacha of Vladis Kachem. Ketza din Vladis Kachem, what's halacha that it applies to the offspring of Karbanos? So Vlad Shlamim, the offspring of a Karban Shlamim, and Vlad Timur Shlamim, which we spoke in the previous halachas, parakim, that they're the same as the Shlam itself. Hareel Kishlamim. So they're like Shlamim. They matzma Kishlam l'chodav, and they have halacha like a Karban Shlamim for all halacha practices. V'chim Vlad Ataida, so too the offspring of a Karban Taida. Uvlad Timura and the offspring of the Temura of a Taida is the same thing. They're going to be sacrificed as a carbon Taida. However, it just doesn't require bread, as we spoke about in the previous parak. You don't bring the bread only with the Taida itself. Shemek says in the Pasuk, and v'yikal zevach ha-taida. For the carbon Taida, which is a love, on it, v'loya v'lada, v'lo temurasa, not on its offspring, not on its Temura, like we explained in the previous parak, halacha al. Now, the minimum when we say this is Bavlodis Atzma. This halacha that the offspring is like the carbon itself is only the offspring. Avavalde Vladis, but the offspring's offspring, in and Kredavim, they're not sacrificed. Rather, you let a graze develop a blemish. Shemitoyich Maisa, because from the person's action that he didn't sacrifice the offspring of the Shlamim immediately, Nikr, it's recognizable. Shumasha Isam, he has offspring of that offspring. So obviously, holding on to them, legatlamim adam adam, so they can make flocks and flocks out of them, so they can have a lot of meat from these kabanas, which is inappropriate because one should not hold on to kachim. The figure comes and I said, well, that even therefore we penalize him and we don't let him sacrifice it. Rather, he has to let it graze to develop a blemish. Halacha beis, now vlad hachatas yamas, however, the offspring of the karmachatas is left to die, similar like we said in the previous paragraph regarding the temura, because these are from the halacha meshmasinas of the chames, the chatois hameses. And then so glim vlad temurasa, and we don't have to say that the offspring of the temura for sure is left to die, because even the temura itself is left to die for sure, the offspring of the temura. Halacha gimel, hashaychir es hachatas, some slaughters the sin offering, umotza ba ben arba achai, and he finds inside the womb of the karmachatas, a four-month-old offspring that's alive. So the animal can be eaten. We're not being slaughtered because the mother's slaughtering permits what's inside the womb. And you eat a kibsah hachatas, like the meat of a chatas, which is only for the male kahanim in the azar for one day. And the reason is, shavalde hakadoshim b'mei imam hakadoshim kadoshim, because the offspring of the karbanis becomes sanctified with the sanctity of the mother in the womb of the mother. So it has halacha like the chatas itself. Halacha dalad, Vlad Temura Sa'ashim, the offspring of the Temura of the Asham, Uvlad Vlad Atsayv Oilam, and the offspring of the offspring going until the end of time, Yidu Atshiyibab Memum, they graze till they develop a blemish, which whenever by Chatzis we say Mesa, by Asham we say that it's left to graze, V'yimachur V'yiplu Dmeim Nadava, and it's sold, and the proceeds go as used as an Nadava for the Beis HaMikdash, as a carbon on Mizbech. Now, V'myal De Zachar, if let's say the Temura of the Asham gave birth to a male offspring, after the Asham was already sacrificed, where now we don't have to be concerned that maybe it's going to be sacrificed for the Asham itself, then actually you don't have to let it graze and bring another from that. You could just bring the offspring itself, which is a male already, as a carbon oil. Let's say, however, if the original Asham that was separated was a female, which has to be male, and now that female animal gave birth to offspring, so then the mother and the offspring have to wait till they develop a blemish, be a macho, and they should be sold. And then you bring from the monetary process of both of them his original asham, which he never separated a zachar. He only separated in the cave, which is not qualified. Now, why don't we say that you'll bring the offspring, which is zachar, as we said in the previous halacha, as a carbon itself? Because the primary sanctity over here, the mother, was a female, which in itself cannot be sacrificed. So the offspring, even though it's a male, in itself cannot be sacrificed as the carbon itself, which also qualifies for an asham as a zacha. No, after being from its proceeds as an asham. Now, if the asham was already sacrificed, then yiplu d'mim l'ndava, then you bring from its proceeds as nadava for an oila, because you already brought its asham. Halacha hey, Rambam qualifies this term that we say oftentimes of yiplu nadava, which we just mentioned regarding the asham, vlad temura sa'ila, the offspring of the temura of the oila, uvlad vlad atzayv oilam, and the offspring of the offspring until the end of the world, had a elu ka'ila, they all have the same halacha as a oila, and behem atzim yikrib oila, they themselves are sacrificed as an oila, which is whatever you do by the oila, so do you do regarding the tumur, which is the offspring is also brought as oila. Now, hifresh nekevel oila sabi yalda, but let's say you separate a female for the oila, which is not valid, and it gives birth, av bishayol dozach, even though it gave birth to a male, yira achibal bemum, you let it graze the lobs of blemish, but yavi bedam of oila, bring from its proceeds as an oila. And you don't sacrifice itself as an oila because, again, its mother, which is the original sanctity, where it's coming from, cannot be sacrificed as an oila because it can only be from a male. So, to the offspring, then is rejected. Now, Kvar Be'anu V'Maisa Kabbanis already explained the laws of the actions as it applies to Karbanis in Perigim Alocha Zayin. Shekamakum Shon Oim Yipel Nedavu. Every say that, as we're saying now again, that the that we said by the Asham, that its proceeds are brought as a Nedava, Hu Sheyitin Hamois Bashefar Shoyi B'Mikdash. That is that you take the monies and you put it into a box, which is in the shape of a shayfa that was in the basement. There should be an bishkolim that we explained the laws of shkolim, pek bez, alocha bez, kamehim, how many boxes there were. Ubez, the makrivim, boys, and mois, oilus, nadav, and the courts of the kanim, they sacrifice from those monies, donated oilus, the niskemish, altiba, and the libations are brought from the public. And the enim turn smicha, and the original person who gave those monies, did not have to lean on the carpet. Avamakam, shinim, but where it says, who atzma yikriv oila, oyav, bidam of oila. Which we just mentioned now by regarding the oila, that it itself is sacrificed oila or its proceeds are oila. So this terminology indicates that it's actually the person's own. So therefore he has to lean on the animal beforehand, and the libation have to come from his own. That has a different halacha than the nedava, which is brought from the tzibra. Halacha vav continues regarding the offspring of ma'isa behema and that of karban pesach and bechor, that they have a different status. So the offspring of the Maeser, Uvlad Timur Samaeser, the offspring of the Timur of the Maeser, Uv and Vlad Timur Sabachar, the offspring of the Timur of the Bachar, Uvalde Valde Sendal Sefem, the offspring of the offspring continue going. Hareilu Kurvu, they're not sacrificed. Eli Yirach Yibu Bamum, rather they left the grace until the double blemish. The Achul Kabachar Bechamaeser Shnava Bamum, like we said, those are only the original animals are sacrificed. But the offspring, the Timur, they're not going to have the halacha. And therefore, they're eaten like a firstborn, and the ma'isa shenah b'mum that develop a blemish because they're not redeemed. Valdis tamuras habachar, the offspring of the tamura of the firstborn animal is like koyin because he owns the bachar, and so to the tamura of the bachar and its offspring. And valdis ma'isa tamuras, so to the offspring of the ma'isa behema and its tamura alabalav because the ma'isa behema is owned by the original owner. Halach zayin, v'lad tamuras hapesach, the offspring of the tamura of the pesach is kis tamuras hapesach, is like the tamura of the pesach itself. So that depends. If the mother was going to be sacrificed as a korban shlamim, and we explained this in the previous parak. For example, if let's say the animal sanctity was transferred on from the korban pesach to the chulin animal after noon of the 14th of Nisan, so then the animal, the tamur, will be sacrificed as a shlamim. So vlad yikrav shlamim. So the offspring of that tamur will also be sacrificed as a shlamim. But v'im hoyedina shetim macher, the other bit demar shlamim. But if let's say the law was that it has to be sold, and then from its proceeds will be brought as a shlamim. For example, if the tamur was done before the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, then navlod in them kavi yavu b'damar shlamim. So the offspring is going to have the same halacha. It's sold, and from its proceeds you bring a carbon shlamim. Let's say hifresh nekevel pischa. Let's say someone originally separated a female animal for carbon pesach, which has to be male, and the yolda, now this female, after that it was, if it became pregnant after it was designated as a carbon pesach, it gave birth. So let's say it was even separated originally as a pregnant animal. So he uvlad the yirach yibul bemum. So the mother and the offspring will graze until it develops a blemish. The other bit main pesach, and you bring from its proceeds a karm pesach because you never brought you originally separated a nekeva. It has to be a male. Now the nishur and nekeva zu adach pesach. But let's say this female animal was left over until after pesach. Or she old adach pesach, or it itself was born after pesach. So tiri he uvlad the shibul bemum. So it and its offspring are left to graze till the of blemish. Be able to man shlamim, then bring from its monetary proceeds as a shlamim, because since its whole sanctity was an invalid sanctity, because it was sanctified to be a korban pesach, and the korban pesach cannot be a female, so therefore it's rejected it and its offspring from being brought as a shlamim, and therefore you have to bring from its monetary proceeds as a shlamim. Halacha Ches continues: what's if the offspring are invalid as karbanas? So valdis hakadosh mishotz derech doifin. If the offspring of the karbanas came out through the abdominal wall, through cesarean section, they're born without any clear sign of gender, of androgynous, or both signs of gender, of a kalaim, or mixed breed, or treifa, or mortal defect, which none of these are qualified as a karban, and that's how the offspring is, so then they're redeemed. Then you bring, with the monetary proceeds, a karban that would have been fit to be with the monetary proceeds of such a offspring of this karban. The reason for this is because the offspring of the kachim are already sanctified in the womb of the mother. So it takes effect the sanctity, at least a monetary sanctity, that you'll redeem it and you'll bring whatever the carbon is of its mother that the offspring is from. Halacha test, v'lad balas mum. If let's say the offspring is from the animal as a offspring of a blemished animal. So for example, let's say it was sanctified when it was unblemished or had only a temporary blemish and then developed a permanent blemish. So the offspring that was born before the mother was redeemed, so it's the offspring that is of the mother is a balas mum. The offspring has halacha like an unblemished mother. And it sacrificed appropriately whatever the carbon it is. If you have a carbon that miscarried a fetus or an amniotic sac, which indicates that of a fetus, you can vary, they have to be buried, by masturb, but none, they're forbidden to have benefit, like all kachim. Halacha Yud Aleph talks about, similar to the topic that we're speaking about here in Hilchos Tamur, about swapping sanctity from one thing to another. But in general, not like we're saying from kachim to chulim, which is halach of tamur. Someone swaps the sanctity from one type of sanctity to another. Like it to say, he violates a negative prohibition. Like it says by the first one animal, lo yakdish ish oisai. A person should not sanctify, meaning don't take this bachar and try to make it into an oil or a shlamim. And what then? Lashar kachim, same applies to all other karbonis, all other sanctities. You cannot change from one sanctity to another sanctity. And this is Echad Kachem Mizbech, whether we're talking about Karbonis, which are sanctified for the Mizbech, Echad Kachem Bedek Vaz, whether it's sanctified for the temple upkeep. Ketzer, how so? It mikdash lebedek ha-hechel. If thus someone sanctified certain funds or items for the upkeep of the sanctuary, lo yishan lebedek ha-mizbech, shouldn't change it for the upkeep of the altar. Anything similar like this. But they ain't looking the love of Zeb, but one does not get lashes for this negative prohibition. Halachi Beis, Ketzer Madim and al-Bachar. How could someone actually use subterfuge to be crafty on the firstborn animal, like Dishilam is Bech Hektashacha, that actually you could sanctify for the altar a different sanctity, even though we just said in the previous halacha that Loyaktish Ashaisai, how could a person get around that? So Magdisha Babet and Kim Shivol, what you do is you sanctify it in the womb before it's born. Krishnamit says in the Pasig, unlike all other Kajim that we mentioned before, the sanctity is in the womb, it says by the Bechar, Asher Yevuka Lashem Bebehema, that which will be the firstborn for Hashem of the animal, Lo Yakdish Ish Oisai, a man should not sanctify it. Now, it's Mishiyevuka Yetim Makdish, it's when it was the firstborn that you cannot sanctify it. Avalat Makdish Bebetan, but you could sanctify it in the womb. The Fikach Yesh Alim, therefore he has the opportunity to say, Mashe Bemei Eha Shem Abakar Zu, whatever is in the womb of this firstborn of the animal, Im Hu Zachar, because the Bechar only takes effect if it's male, if it's male, Hariz Oil, he could already make it as an oil before it. Now, Avil Eina Yochalim, but he cannot say Zivch Shlam, that it should be Shlamim, Shen Yochal Afkiyo Eisim Kedushasa Kedei Lohanes, because he cannot remove it from its sanctity of Bechar to have benefit from it because the Bechar goes to the Kohen. Shlamim is eaten by the owners, which is a more inferior sanctity than that of Bechar, and he cannot change it from a more severe sanctity to a lower sanctity. And if he's saying this when the majority of the head is coming out, that ye oil should be oilam, so then it's at the same time that Hashem says the sanctity should be bukhar. He's saying it should be oilam. It is a bukhar, but in the oil, so it's a bukhar and not an oil, because Dibre Rav of Hashem and Dibre Talmud of the person is Dibre Rav Hashem. We listen to the sanctity that Hashem says it should be, which is that of bukhar. Halachid Gimel. The Ema Demon, however, we do not use this trick, Abahemes Hektish, regarding the animal of a hektish, lahaktish ubara kedusha acheres, to sanctify its fetus with a different sanctity. El harek kedushas ime. Rather, the fetus will have the same sanctity as the mother. Kushavaldis hakadushim, because the offspring of karbanas, unlike that of bachar, which is of a regular animal, mime imam hekadushim, is already from the womb of the mother, already sanctified, like we explained in halacha gimel. But they call uba mehem kedushas ime, and therefore every fetus from the mother is like the sanctity of the mother. And you cannot switch its sanctity in the womb as you did by the firstborn. Because the firstborn is only sanctified when it comes out, unlike that of other karbanas. Now, this last part, the Rambam concludes contemplating in general the taimei ha-mitzvahs, and specifically the reasoning Rambam explains of that of the halachas we're discussing over here, that of Tamur. Says the Rambam, although all the chukim, the laws of the Torah, are gezeiros, are decrees, meaning chukim, unlike that of mishpatim, which is something that's beyond the person, mortal's comprehension. Like we explain the laws at the end of the laws of misappropriation of hektish, but it's still fit to contemplate in them. Whatever you can give a reasoning, which is really a taste. Doesn't mean that's what it really is, but that's what tastes to the person. Tell me, Tom, give a reasoning. The earlier sages said that the king Shlomo understood the majority of the reasoning of all the chukim of the Torah. So there are reasonings, although it's really a chayk, unlike a mishpat, which really we don't understand, but we could still have a flavor of that. So Yerali says, Ram, it appears to me, Shazesha Amakasa, this is what the Torah says, which the halachas we're discussing, that the original carbon and the tumor both will be sanctified, is Kenyan Shama similar to another halacha. That the pasuk tells us, someone who's sanctified is going to come to redeem now his house that he sanctified. The halacha is, Chamisha's Kesef Erkech Allah, he has to add on another fifth to the principle that he's coming to redeem. Why is that? So Yerad the Torah L'Seif Machshavas Adam, because the Torah went to the end of a person's thought process, and a little bit of his evil inclination, which is Adam, the nature of a person is Harbis Kinyanai, he intends to lean towards increasing his acquisitions, money and to be concerned about his money. So the Ava although he took a vow and he sanctified something, maybe he's backing out now, he's regretting it. Ah, it's a lot of money. Now he's going to come to redeem it. He might redeem it less than its value. So Amr Tari says, and Padl Asmab is redeeming for himself. Yisuf Chaimish has add on the fifth. And B'chein, Im Hikdash Behem Kedush Aguf, so too, the halacha that we're discussing over here, if he sanctifies an animal with a physical sanctity, as a carbon, Shemiyachzabai, maybe he's going to back out. V'kevin Shein Yechlob Deis, now since he cannot redeem it, because it's not blemished, Yechlefen, but P'chusam, amen, he's going to want to swap it for something less than it. V'm Titan, L'rishus L'hachlef Adab Yof, and if you're going to give him the permission to swap the bad, it was an inferior carbon, even for something that's good, then Yachlav Ayof B'Rai, he's going to end up switching something that's good for something that's more inferior. Then he's going to say, ah, Taivu, it's good, because he really wants his money back. Therefore, the Pasuk closed off in front of him that he cannot be able to swap it. And it penalizes him if he exchanges it, which is this halach of Temura. And that's what it says in the Taivu, that it and the Temura both are going to be sanctified. And all these words are kedei loch of his yitzer to subdue his inclination, l'sakin the yisiv, and to remedy his thought process. But rav dina Torah, the majority of the laws of the Torah, einim elam, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, eitzis merachik, counsel from afar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, migdoyla eitzah, from the greatness of the council, is l'sakin hadeis, is to remedy a person's philosophies, uliyashu kolamaisim, and to straighten out all his actions. So the pasuk says in Mishlei, behold, I have written for you great ideas and understanding, to let you know the truth of the words, to return words of truth to those who send to you. We've concluded the law of with heavenly assistance. We've concluded the laws of the Sefer Kabanos of the book of private sacrifices.